The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. You can go ahead and say that's me.
That would be moi.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, the lily has been painted. The gold has been gilded. In other words, it didn't need a facelift, but we put one on it anyways. And it looks great. Second to none, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio and like us if you do. Sons of Liberty Radio. And by the way, don't hate us because we're beautiful.
That is for sure.
Enough of the hate. Yeah,
and tell the truth and shame the devil. If you hate us for the wrong reasons, like us anyways, okay?
Right.
Friends, I also have a brand new website up. It's a fan page. I've been told for a long time, Bradley, get up a fan page. And, you know, I said, I don't want people to think my head's higher than theirs because I'm a servant to the people. So I wanted my listeners to know that, listen, it's just about networking to me. That's really what it comes down to. And I know that we have a lot of friends out there right now that really like what we're doing. And I praise God for you guys. But I want you guys to know something. We can't do it without you. You can't do it without us. We can do this thing together. We need to come together. Okay? Again, that website is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E. And it's a brand new website. Go ahead and like it, please. I know that I've had about 18,000 to 20,000 people scan my video. We have all that. You know, we got that, like, that spyware where we can see who's checking
out. We got our eyes on you.
Yeah, very much. And but I only got 401 likes on it, and I've only had it up for a week and a half. That's not very good. Maybe it's not about me. Maybe that's a good place for me to be.
Maybe some of our listeners aren't on Facebook yet.
Well, that's true, and I've heard a lot of that. Yeah, but it really is a good tool just to network with other people that are engaged in the culture war.
Hey, what did the Sons of Liberty say? Join or die?
Well, we're not telling anybody we're going to take. Well, he did say that.
Yeah, he said we're all going to hang together or we'll hang separately.
But that was at two different occasions.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to be careful. So either join or die.
And that's pretty severe. I thought about the fact of join or die.
Just,
okay, what
just
does that mean?
Think
I'm going to kill you if you don't join. But that's not what it means.
No, that's what this administration does to those that don't agree
with
their ideology.
Right. So we better join together or we will die.
Well, Oh, okay. Wow.
Network.
His face is getting a little red.
That's really what it means.
He's serious about this, friends.
Yeah, because the other day we were watching this thing. It was called Courage New Hampshire. It's a little miniseries they put together. It was about the Sons of Liberty. And so they had these guys in a barn, and the statement, join or die, came up. Well, it wasn't that we're going to kill you if you don't join us. It's ridiculous.
I get what you're saying.
How in the world could you tyrannically bring people together and fight tyrants? That wouldn't work.
Right.
They're one and the same. So if you don't join, though, you will die.
Yeah.
And that was literally the position that they were in Boston.
Oh, wow. I stand corrected.
We will die if we don't join together.
I was duly rebuked.
Facebook is important to network. That was all I was doing, just piggybacking.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
Because I think you were trying to make me look stupid.
No, I was piggybacking.
To the ears of our listeners.
That's all I'm ever
trying to do. I
would
never, ever do that, TJ.
No, sir.
All right, just to make sure.
You wouldn't.
Okay.
Nor I. We're joining together,
yes,
or we'll die.
That's right. And folks, you know, we talked about this last week. You know, everybody knows what their enemy's doing.
That's right.
You see what he's doing on a daily basis in the light of day.
That's right.
But does the enemy know what you're doing, America?
Come on.
Okay.
That's where it's at right there. Yeah. Does he know what you're doing? You know what? You can gauge how effective you are.
Here's the bottom line. He doesn't have any business being there.
No.
Folks, he needs to be impeached. What defines treason? What defines criminal? What defines treachery? My goodness, folks, we're getting off on this too early here. Folks, check us out online, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. The phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, we get emails all during the hours, during the week, all during the whole duration of the show. We want to hear your voice. You ever think maybe they're mute and they can't talk?
I don't know.
I mean, I doubt that's the case. Isn't this show about...
It's about them.
Well, silencing... Well, listen, remaining silent in the face of our adversary only encourages them to be emboldened. What did Ben Franklin say? A nation of sheep?
Will beget a nation of wolves? Or
a government of wolves. Yeah. See, look, I give you a shot at it. And you go ahead and blow it. What's this touche garbage?
I don't know. Touche means nice job.
What, have you been watching Iron Man or something?
No, I haven't.
Well, then why do you got a beard like his?
I do?
Yeah.
I can grow a beard now? Well, I like that.
Well, dude,
I'll take that.
105 years old. I would think you could grow a beard.
I would think so, too, but
what
I can't.
What is the problem with this
guy? I got, like, patches everywhere.
1-877-807-9977. Hey, Heather, will you go ahead and throw that John Calvin quote up there that we were just talking about in our board meeting? Folks, our board meetings are not B-O-R-E-D. No, never. We're always on the move. We got wheels on our board.
That's right.
You know, most board meetings, I can see why people fall asleep in them. Not ours.
Board.
Ours are B-O-A-R-D. Yeah.
But we're not in that kind of board.
No, that's the older generation. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Hello.
We can't keep kicking the can down the road. Our backs are up against the wall. You painted us into a corner.
That's right.
Hello.
And now we're
reacting. The Bible says that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of board meetings I'm talking about. Listen to this. John Calvin. Whomever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. It is the Heavenly Father's will thus to exercise them so as to put his own children into a definite test, beginning with Christ, his firstborn, his follows, and by the way, he follows this plan with all of his children. No one is exempt. Bear your cross, deny yourself, and go forward. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I was just looking at another quote. You know, the Bible talks about how the Lord writes a book of remembrance to them that fear him, filial fear.
Yep.
And I was looking at William Booth. His wife was a minister of the Flame of Fire as well. And William Booth and Catherine Booth are the founders of something called an organization, a ministry. I'm sorry, not an organization. A ministry called Salvation Army, which is worldwide, as you all know. Folks, they are about as upside down as to the intent of what their forefathers and the founders established, because everything they did was, as Jesus said, I think not that I come to bring peace, but I bring a sword. Well, if you look at their models and you look at the way that they exemplified their lives being sold out to heaven and heaven's purpose, thy Lord will be done on this earth. The Lord's will be done on this earth on this as it is in heaven. It's absolutely incredible that William Booth's his quote, he said over 100 years ago, he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That's a righteous revolution. That's God's way. And you can see unrighteous revolutions, communist revolutions, and that's what you see being played out in the United States of America. But friends, what happens when we obey God and bring forth a righteous revolution in Jesus' name? Not this fear crap. How about this emboldened righteousness and a righteous indignation towards what God hates? And to accept and to change what God loves in so many different ways. I mean, I don't mean to paint a broad stroke across, but it's just, if we did it God's way, what wouldn't he do? And what's interesting about this, too, is we were just we had a board meeting with the crew here. And what was interesting to me is the fact that what came out was, if you look at history and you look in Scripture, this is the time God raises up his kids, because God's people shine the best in the dark. Isaiah 60. And everything that you see in Scripture is miraculous. That's how God's glorified. And if there's too many of you, and you want to go ahead and take the praise away from God, he'll be sure to break down the numbers so he receives all the praise and you don't touch his praise. Just ask David, just ask Gideon. Ask Santa, ask any one of them. But it's all miraculous. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The Bible tells us that we're not supposed to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And then I go over to Thessalonians as it comes to my mind. where he talks about in Thessalonians, he said that we would have strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them for their sakes. And then he said, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. And then we can go over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We can see the heroes of the faith. The heroes of the faith always stood up against the odds. And then I think of Eliezer, the son of Dodo. And I'm just thinking to myself, or even David when he went out and stood in front of Goliath. I mean, you've seen Saul and his army standing there, watching this young man go up there, who God raised up in the field tending the sheep as he fought off. God trained him up by fighting off the bear and the lion. God always puts the odds against you in the natural, only to prove himself through you if you're willing to take him by faith. He does it all the time. And here's where, remember what Martin Luther rightly said, the Reformer? He said, reason is the enemy to faith. It really is.
Get yourself out of it.
Yeah, you really do. When you reason in your carnal mind, which is at enmity with God's Spirit, you take yourself out of the miraculous. You take yourself out of, you stay with before the threshold rather than crossing the threshold into God's arena. And the only time that you get into God's arena is when you get out of your own limitations. And doesn't the Bible say that we limit the Holy One of Israel? Doesn't he say that we lightly esteem the Most High God of Israel? And we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. And we're not supposed to lightly esteem him. So if his word says it, then that should settle it. And if he said that's what he did for another, he'll do the same thing for us because he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Scripture says that he hasn't changed. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. I change not, in Malachi 3. And then in Hebrews 13, he says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, why would God say that? Isn't it interesting? When God came in the incarnate in Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, wasn't it interesting that he told the Pharisees that before Abraham was, I am? And remember they got mad at him about that? But what's interesting about that is
you're
when
not
I,
that old.
That's exactly right. But isn't it interesting that God still desired his people to call him by his friend, by the name of his friend Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And he called himself the I Am. When I pray, that's exactly how I go to the Lord. I just go, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You didn't change. We have. I thank you that you're the God of Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb and Father God, the God of the children of Israel when you brought them into the promised land. I'm in the book of Judges and Samson and Barak and Phinehas, the good Phinehas, not the bad Phinehas. And then I think about the prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah, the silver-tongued prophet. And then I think about some of the other majors like Ezekiel. Wait a second, you're the same God. Why would I want to serve God if he wasn't the same that he was for them? And then when it comes down, the Lord says, okay, I got my eye on you. You want to do great exploits for my purposes and my kingdom? So be it. I think of the book of Isaiah where it talks about who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? To them that believe the report of the Lord. Well, believing the report of the Lord is taking the Lord at his word. And I think to myself, I really do, and I'm having a moment right now, friends, live. If you did it for them, you'll do it for us. If you did it for that generation, you did it for King Hezekiah, when you sent forth angels to wipe out the Ethiopians, you'll do the same thing for us. Or what about Jehoshaphat and, come on, Mr. Scholarly English teacher.
Which time, Jehoshaphat?
Sennera.
Oh, Sennacherib?
Yeah. Yep. Just think about that. And you know what? That's a great a piece of history that needs to be recited.
That's Hezekiah, isn't it?
It was. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said Jehoshaphat.
No, Jehoshaphat and King Hezekiah. Yeah. Both of them.
That's right.
No. Jehoshaphat was...
He was after.
No, Jehoshaphat was the guy that we're talking about right now.
Okay.
I'm trying not to say his name because you're saying I'm saying it the wrong way.
Sennacherib.
Yeah, Sennacherib. Yeah. Yep. He sounds like some sort of...
I thought that was Hezekiah.
Snack,
that was
doesn't he? He's like some kind of like a bag of snacks or something. But remember how he came out mocking the gods of the king? And Isaiah went to this king and he just said to him, listen, no. Everything he's saying is going to fall back on his own head.
Turn away tomorrow morning.
His own kids killed him.
Worshipping his God in
that's
the temple.
That's exactly
of his
right.
God.
But if he did it, this is my point. If he did it for somebody else, he'll surely do it for me. Because if he is not the same, then I don't want to serve him.
And it's his name, right? Yeah. I mean, it's his name that we stand on. It's not like it's ours.
He's God's not a man that he should lie. It's man that believes the lie that he works himself out of the salvation God promised to give him.
The faith God gives him.
Yeah, come on. This is by the way, this is a lie moment, by the way. But this is called working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's exactly what I'm processing right now. I'm tracking right now. But it's that important to me, and I come in here, and I'll tell you what. He meets me there. Friends, he is that same God. He is the God that stood up and made himself strong on the behalf of his children. He really is. He doesn't fail his kids, because if he did, well, Scripture again, I'm going over to Timothy now with the aid of the Holy Ghost, bringing all things to remembrance. He said, listen, where man's faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. That is awesome to me. And you know, if I see what he did for me and he paid the price for me, I want to live to everything that he died for.
You will when you see it.
And that's real grace, by the way, friends. And the faith that rises up in you is incredible because you overcome. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But Lord, I just say this. I say this publicly. If you did it for them, you'll do it for me. And you're not necessarily doing it for me. You're doing it for them, my listeners. You're doing it for the generation that's completely forgotten about Lord, who have no knowledge between good and evil. I'm in a prayer is what I'm in. And Lord, you also said in the book of Deuteronomy, you said through Moses, because the older generation wouldn't listen, you said through Moses to tell the older generation to go around the mountain again. And you said to Moses to tell the younger generation that was to become a prey, the older generation thought. You said to Moses to tell them they're going to the promised land. Tell that disobedient generation, that older one, tell them to go around because they're not going in. Isn't that just like the Lord? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what's awesome about the Lord? Will the judge of all the earth do that which is right? Absolutely, he will, and he still does, friends. He does. I'm just having a moment. And praise God. You know what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I think we need that moment every single day because of what you just said. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And why wouldn't we take him at his word? We strip him of his glory when
we don't. That's exactly right.
And then
right.
we would claim to love him. No, if you do love him, you've seen Christ evidently set forth. You will act. You will be compelled.
And we're talking about Easter weekend, aren't we, friends? And we're not talking about a bunny and eggs. Bunnies don't have eggs. We're talking about the resurrected one that was crucified for the sins of the world. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Be right back, and I'm going to give it over to the other guy. I'm not going to say I'm sorry about that.
Oh, hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. Amen. That's receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yeah, understanding is liberating, man. It really is. St. Augustine said that.
Back to the concept of I can't save myself. It's not like I work really hard and then God will save me. God saves me and then that's how I get good.
Well, we don't try to save ourselves anyways.
No, but that's the opposite of what people do logically.
Right.
I'm going to ascertain all the information I need and then I will believe. No, you believe first and then you'll get the information.
Well, I think if that's the case, then it shows you who's doing the work.
Yeah.
Is it the work of the Spirit or is it the work of the flesh?
And that was Luther all the way. He said, if any little bit of my salvation was left up to me, I would surely screw it up. That's why he felt so good in predestination, is because God predestined this. I didn't. If I had any part to play in, I would have screwed it up.
I remember he used to lay on the floor and say, God, save me?
Yeah. I'm yours, save me. This last week, we got a couple comments on Facebook, and I wanted to bring them to your attention, everybody, because, like Bradley said, the new, the lily has been painted.
Yes, and the gold has been gilded.
The gold is gilded. Sons of Liberty.
You understand that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been brought to. Well, yeah.
It's beautiful on its own. It doesn't need your help.
That's right.
Yes.
But we painted it, so.
Well, it's like trying to. Talking about the works right there, man. Yeah. That's like trying to paint the lily, is trying to add to what God already created. You can't do that.
Bring that sacrifice out by example. You don't need to add your words to it.
No.
This past week on that website, we have our store up there because there's lots of merchandise available for people now of Sons of Liberty Radio. It's also a donation. It's a way to support our nonprofit efforts. And somebody got one of our polo shirts that we've been promoting for the past week. Actually, a handful. But this person actually commented, and I thought it was great. He said, I thought my high and tight made my shirt look good. You know, that big chest and that firm abs. Made his shirt look good until I put on a new Sons of Liberty polo. There we go. Painting the lily, right? Gilding the gold. Put on your polo today, folks. It's great for Easter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Right below, you can see the store. You can go click on. We got hats. We got shirts. We have wristbands. We have books, DVDs, etc. As a matter of fact,
and we have those things because people want those things.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's why we're
not making merchandise out of the house of God.
Right.
It has our message on there, and our message happens to be the Word of God.
Yep. We meet the need. Everybody's seen the flags too. You know, the "Don't Tread on Me" flags and things like that. This is all symbolic, folks. We're in it together. We are hanging together. But talking about our DVD series, My War, we have just axed that. That's at $60 right now this week because we want you to take it, partake with it, share it with your young people, share it to your groups. Pavlik said, "My War series is excellent. Love your work, and I will donate what I can." That's an awesome heart, and we brought this up just to thank you, Lorelai, and for all those folks that are out there that are donating. Listen, you're the reason we're continuously on the air. You're the reason that we're able to go out and reach the next generation. You can depend upon that you can depend upon us for that. Denise also said, "Just heard you on Jan Michelson's show." Bradley was on Jan Michelson yesterday. Great interview.
Saturated the airwaves of the state of Iowa, friends, literally.
50,000 watt. You can apparently you can hear it up here on some days. WHO Radio, where Ronald Reagan got his start. "I would love to host you for an event in Des Moines. Call me when you have a date available." Now, Jan was talking about the situation we were on in Spanish River. And he was a big cheerleader for what the ministry does because he's down there where the Dunkerton issue was.
The radio show host is what you're talking about. Yeah.
Jan Michelson on WHO. So he brought Bradley onto the show, and this gal reached out. She was one of a handful of people that actually reached out. Anytime you hear us on the air, know that we're not just behind microphones. We're traveling incessantly. As a matter of fact, we bring our microphones with us when we do.
Literally.
We're willing to come to where you're at. So if you have a group, a large group, you want to set up an arena event, you want to do something like that, or you have a school, a college, etc., we're willing to go there to you. Reach out to us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com,
and
we are at your
service. Kind of explain what happens in the process, folks, because this is literally happening on a daily basis.
Right.
Can you come here? Can you come here? Can you come here? Kind of tell me what's the process.
Yeah, well, basically, a lot of people say, how do you do this? How do we set up an event? And some people already have events set. They say, "Bradley, listen, here's the audience, here's what we're doing, here's the date, come on and do it." Some of you maybe are saying, "You know what, the Lord's putting it on my heart where I want to bring up a date." And a great example of that is this. We had a gal in North Carolina who said, "You know what, Jake, I really believe Bradley's message. I really believe in it. I want to bring Bradley out to North Carolina." I had already been working with a gentleman who said the same thing in, I think it was near the Raleigh, Charlotte area of North Carolina. And of course, we're on the radio out there too, one of our affiliates is. And so as they were responding to it, they got in touch with us. I took all their information. I sent them out the links. I said, "Here's what we can typically do. Depends if you have a tea party group, you have a school, you have a college. We speak in a whole bunch of different venues."
Yeah, we're not wasting our time, friends. And
no,
we
not
need
at all.
You to understand that before you do give us a call.
That's right.
And the other thing is we're not looking for dates.
Don't do this when you call. Don't say, "Hey, you guys need to come out here and do an event." Okay.
Okay, and what's your part exactly?
Well, you just need to get out here and reach these kids.
Well, maybe if you've received that light, then maybe you're the man that needs to get the job done there.
So here's the miracle story. All of a sudden, within a month of people responding to us saying, "Hey, I really want to bring you to my event, or I really want to bring an event to my community. Here's where I live, and this is what I'm going to start working on." Four people within that same area said, "Yes, we are now traveling to that certain area in the month of September and also in the month of June," because the four collaborated. So if you're one of those people that have been thinking, "Man, I would just love to have this in my community," reach out to us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can email, you can call the 800 number. We'll reach back out to you and let's see what the Lord does.
Are you done?
I'm done.
We got Jim from Georgia. We got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, well, let me just make a quick comment. I want to, two things I want to say. Tim Brown and me, Freedom Outpost and me at Freedom Fighter Radio, we talk a lot about you guys. We talk about you behind your back, okay, a lot.
Mm.
Gossip. Good gossip. Pray, really.
It wouldn't be gossip.
Well, it wouldn't be gossip, but you're really just really excited. You know, we both love your show. We love that you guys are probably the only ones doing what you can. And I finally we've been looking at the video that of you when you guys were in Boca Raton. You know, when the principal came up to Bradley, and in a hostile fashion, not physically hostile, but had a hostile attitude. And you know what? I loved how Bradley let the guy hang himself because you know, the enemies of God convict themselves of their own words, and that's basically what Brad did. He just kicked back, popped open, I don't know, you know, some water bottle, you know, some bottled water, and just kicked back and said, okay, go ahead, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
That was where the
cliff.
Hey, Jim, hang on a second. What happened there, just because I'm visualizing what you're saying right now, what's interesting about that whole, you know, scenario, what was being played out there, is I already heard the teacher hang himself, and once he did that, there was already film rolling. I said to everybody, don't say anything, he's already done it. What happened is the principal heard what the teacher said too, and he started to push him out of the way, realizing what the teacher just said was a big, big no-no. So I'll let you go ahead and finish the story.
Well, anyway, I mean, basically, you know, you you weren't hostile. You were very, and that's the way we need to handle it. You know, I mean, I think we all can take lessons by watching your videos on it, and you know, God's truly using you guys. And since you brought up Easter, want to just remind people real quick, and I'll wrap it up, is Easter, which it comes from, I believe, the pagan goddess of Astarte, the god of fertility. They had massive sexual immorality, orgies and everything. And these Easter egg hunts, every time I drive down the road and I see all these churches and Easter egg hunts, and I'm like, do these people realize what the Easter egg? And the Easter egg the kids would actually go look for an egg under the paganism, and they would paint the eggs. But the child that ran across the black Easter egg was designated for a human sacrifice. You know, so that is where the Easter egg came from. And the bunny is the pagan, represents fertility, you know, because I'm trying to keep it, moral here, but you know, we know what rabbits do. I mean, you know, you have two rabbits and 6 months they'll have 500 rabbits, okay? Yeah. And that's why you had the rabbits and the human sacrifice. So, you know, to partake in these things, you know, is evil. And God said the love of God is to hate evil. And we don't hate the people that are blind. We hate their actions. And so often people think, Brad, and I've seen what they've done to you, you, Terry Jones, and myself, is that because we speak out against these evil people, the homosexual agenda, the same-sex marriage. We don't hate the people. We hate their agendas. We hate that they're caught up and enslaved and everything, because we desire for them to be saved, but we're not going to condone evil and call it good. And that's all I got to say, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
God bless you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll answer off air, and I think it's important. I want to make two points as to what Jim just said. It's not hating. God doesn't hate the sin abstract of the sinner. He hates the sinner making the choice to commit the crime of sin that put his son Jesus Christ up on the cross. What Jim is saying is that we're preachers. We desire redemption, not condemnation.
That's right.
But that's up to the sinner to repent before God's just and holy law.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job, not mine.
That's right.
It's their choice, not mine. If they want to go on in their wickedness, the laws of the land in the natural must be enforced, high-fiving the laws which are in the spiritual. I want you to listen to a famous preacher. This is what he said. From God's Angry Against the Wicked by Charles Finney. It's true what he says. God is not merely angry against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction, and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. What, God hates the theft, but loves the thief? He abhors adultery, but is pleased with the adulterer? Finney said this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. I'm going to finish the rest of that when we come back right after this break. I'm glad Jim brought that up. This is great stuff. Folks, it's dangerous when you begin to think that God is not angry with the sinner, then who goes to hell?
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I just got an email. It says, yes, brothers, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but more importantly, he is our God. Amen, Sam. This is just talking about how can the act be apart from the actor? See, this is what's dangerous about this mentality, friends, is that God is angry with the abstract sin, not the sinner himself. That is ridiculous. Friends, then who goes to hell? The sin and not the sinner? It's like when a crime is committed, the gun gets in trouble for the crime, not the one making the choice to commit the crime?
Yeah, how does sin manifest itself? It needs a sinner.
Yeah, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. That's right. You're accountable for every action that you choose to live out. Now, let me finish this. God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. Well, then, I say this as a man. Well, then, was Christ a straw man? Was the sacrifice, was it real or was it not real? Of course it was real. Then if there was a real sacrifice, there was a real consequence for sin and the price paid to redeem mankind. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, but the thing done in distinction from the doer. But it is the doer himself, of course. It grieves and displeases him that a rational, moral agent, his people, under his government, should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. Yes, indeed he will. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. The wicked man who has done the abominable thing, this is the only doctrine of either Bible, the Bible, or of common sense on this subject. I'm so glad that Jim brought that up.
You know, that you just brought up the Bible or common sense. We had a person comment to your latest post, which was, Bradley Dean, how America really feels about homosexual marriage. And this particular gentleman's name is Daryl Poole. He said, I'm not a Christian, and I do not believe in God or the afterlife at all. However, I support Christian values because they are constitutional, and they are right. And then he goes on to quote Jesus.
What?
He says, I'm not a believer. Because you said this is the only doctrine according to not only the Bible, but common sense. Of course, the sin can't be separated from the sinner. He suffers the repercussion of it.
Wait a second. Okay, keep your train of thought.
Yeah.
But let me interject my thought, if I might. It reminds me of a guy that talked about how he loves God, and yet he didn't want to have to stand against the immorality in our country. And I said, wait a second. So let me get this right then, Todd. I said, you love your freedom, but you don't love it enough to fight for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now that you said it that way, I don't know.
Is that what it comes to? You know, I got a reputation. Oh, really? Jesus didn't make himself of no reputation. His was righteous. He didn't have anything to prove.
This was his Father's honor.
Yeah, it was his Father's honor. Thank you. Yes. He wasn't looking for man's approval.
Right.
He wasn't asking for permission either, friends. He was setting the standard. But back to the point. We love God, but we don't obey God? Man, you're the worst of men.
Because here you have a guy who says, this is the person who commented on this, and I think what's good is this shows the struggle. He said, I'm not a Christian. Most people say, well, I am a Christian, but I don't want to do this. Yeah. This guy's saying, I'm not a Christian, but I believe in the Christian values because they're constitutional and they are right. Telling me I'll finish this off. Then he goes on and quotes Jesus, as Jesus said in response to his disciples. Here's a man. It's like the analogy where Christ says to the Pharisees, you know, which one will be justified? The son who goes to the father and says,
right,
I'm going to go out and do a day's work, Dad. And so he says, okay, good. So he goes out, but he doesn't do the work. And the next guy comes in and says, well, I'm not working for you. But then he changes his heart and he goes out and he actually does the work.
That's right.
Which one's justified?
Amen.
This man finishes his quote. This is Daryl Poole. As Jesus said in response to his disciples' concerns about other people doing miracles, if they are not for us, they are not against us. What I hear is a man saying there, you know what, Christ, I am for you. He says he doesn't believe, but I am for you. I believe in all of your doctrine. And that man's going to find Christ because he's not looking to be justified in his own.
That's up to him. If you seek him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, he promises that you will find him.
And that was why I wanted to bring 29. It up. Daryl, exactly what Bradley said. When you see Christ with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're not contrary to Christ outside of your sin. Christ's blood will cover and atone for that sin, but that decision lies at your feet. It's not enough to just agree with Jesus. Take him for everything that he is and change your country. There's no change outside of that spirit of Christ, and that's what you're seeking after, and I encourage you to go for it all the way.
Well, he's already being led, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Or drawn, I'm sorry.
He was.
Being drawn and led, might I say. Friends, right must always be right, truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. I know tyrants don't like this, but it only works against them, yes. Folks, you can't bring right down to a lower level because others want it to be lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. What? Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Well, a tyrant wants to. That's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality. Jake, you had brought that up in your constitutional course the other day.
So
go ahead.
It's so good because it's like we hold these truths to be self-evident. Thomas Jefferson originally penned sacred and undeniable. In other words, they're written in holy writ. So people acknowledge what is right, okay, and that's the law. We acknowledge that the law is right. So then we put it on paper and we put it in the Constitution. And then you have these criminals who hate God and want to attack everything that has to do anything with God because it's contrary to them. So what they try to do is get your mind off of the Constitution, the paper, if you will, quote unquote. And they try to get your mind off of the law. Does that change the law?
Nope.
No. Because paper didn't make it valid. The law makes itself valid. God does.
Right.
So they try to eliminate the paper as if that's going to change the law. It doesn't.
Let me do a word shift on you really quick. Equality. Isn't it interesting how we keep hearing equality, equality, equality? Equality under what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. What do you mean equality? Equality lies under what? The?
There's the law.
Oh.
There's the law again.
Oh, is that what it says in our founding documents?
Yep.
Okay, so we want to talk about equality, but we don't want to acknowledge or make reference to the law or the lawgiver.
Mm-hmm.
So then where does equality lie then?
That's right.
It lies under what the law permits. Because liberty is the right to do what only the law permits, not outside of that. Let me finish my point. Right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Because we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of saying or doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, I was born this way, like the homosexuals, or I just can't help myself, the criminal that just slit his wife his throat in his daughter's throat in North Dakota, in Minnesota here, just pleaded guilty. He said he's mentally ill because he doesn't want the death sentence. Doesn't the Bible say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a burn for a burn? Yes, it does. Friends, really what it comes down to, you know, I've heard this said before, and I want you to hear clearly. And I want to say MLK was wrong, and so was Gandhi. An eye for an eye is going to leave the whole world blind. No, wait a second. You don't understand. You're completely wrong about that. Both of you are. And maybe you could have gave me a different way of taking it, but because I'm not disrespecting MLK's honor at all. I'm not. I'm not doing that. He's one of my favorites. He really is. But man sometimes gets in the way. So with all due respect, going back to the Word of God, respecting the Most High, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. If you don't want the death sentence, then don't kill somebody else. If you don't want to have to restore something fourfold, then don't steal from somebody. If you don't want to die, then don't rape somebody. Abortion That's doctors, right. If you don't want to die, then don't abort innocent babies coming out of the womb. Do you see how this works?
Yeah.
I had a lady on Facebook today. Bradley, what's wrong with us? I said, the problem with your country, ma'am, is that they don't know the price paid for their liberties. You're accepting the ideology going back to... Here's another point. I am absolutely amazed at how many people sit there and blame this administration for what they allow. 57 million babies, friends, isn't on Obama's watch. It's on the people's watch that allowed the presidents, Republican presidents as well, friends. That goes back to Reagan. That goes to the Bushes. That goes to the Clintons. That goes to the criminal in office now. But really, they wouldn't have done, they would have not done one abortion had the American people not allowed them to commit the act of murder in the first place. See, it's called taking responsibility. But the American people, you know, case in point with abortion, I'll come back to this point. I posted a picture of a saline abortion. Now, I guarantee you, last night I came in here and I went on some of these visuals and it killed me. It broke my heart again. Lord, what can I do to right these wrongs? I had two comments on that. If I'd have posted the score to a football game, I'd have had 15 to 30 of them within minutes. It shows you where their priorities are. We're going to come back and we're going to finish talking about this topic. And then we're going to talk about, well, they always get away with what you let them get away with, friends. Bradley and Jay.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo water filtering pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.